From theunts.com, this is the Unts Podcast. Featuring artist interviews, unreleased tracks, and previews of the biggest events in electronic music. Available every week at theunts.com. Hello and welcome to the Unts Podcast. I'm your host, Anand Harsh. This week I've got a preview of the much-anticipated Forecastle Festival that's taking place July 9th through the 11th at Waterfront Park in Louisville, Kentucky. The festival, now in its 9th year, has made a splash with its lineup, bagging such big catches as The Flaming Lips, Cake, Devo, and Spoon. The Smashing Pumpkins, a late addition to the lineup, put the festival on a bevy of top 10 lists across the nation. But of course, we don't care anything about those artists. All we care about is the electronic music being performed at the festival. Bass Nectar, The New Deal, Break Science, Treasure Fingers, Savoy, and much, much more. Before we get to the preview, I'd like to encourage all our listeners to visit theunts.com for news, artist profiles, and tour dates from across the electronic music spectrum, and go ahead and subscribe to this podcast on iTunes. Write us a review. Tell us what you think of the show. I also want to apologize for all of the seafaring references, but Forecastle does have a nautical theme, so bear with me. Anasia is a San Francisco-based DJ who mixes a little bit of glitch, a little bit of grime, and a whole lot of energy into her sets. In only a short period of time, about 4 years, Anasia has gone from a newcomer on the scene to playing prestigious clubs and huge festivals across the country. She'll be playing the late-night show on Friday night, the first night of Forecastle, with Colorado's Big Gigantic on the Belle of Louisville, an old-timey riverboat. It's going to be tons of fun. Here's an Anasia remix of Mochi Pet's Godzilla New Year. We'll follow that up with the title track from Big Gigantic's album, Wide Awake. Big Gigantic before that, Anasia, more from her a little later. But first, I want to plumb the depths of the Forecastle lineup for a couple of Unz podcast favorites. When I talked to DJ Tebow in March, he was raving about Ashley Jones, a.k.a. Treasure Fingers, out of Austin, Texas. He'll be performing on Friday night. Let's hear Cross the Dance Floor, and as a special bonus, let's hear from Tebow's new project, Autobody, with Felix Moreno of Future Rock. Check out Evel Knievel. Evel Knievel from Autobody's forthcoming album. Find out what Autobody is up to by visiting theunz.com. Before that, you heard Cross the Dance Floor from Treasure Fingers. Catch him Friday at Forecastle. A couple more fan favorites for you. A few former guests of the program will be playing back-to-back on Friday night. The young Colorado dubstep trio Savoy will be hitting the Ocean stage during the late evening, followed up by Canada's own house trio, The New Deal. Here's Savoy with their Welcome to Jamrock remix. Let's follow that up with a track from The New Deal's Live in Toronto.
Drop it, police come in, I keep on it.
Savoy and the New Deal right here on the UNS podcast. This is the Forecastle Festival Preview. Forecastle is this weekend in Louisville, Kentucky's beautiful waterfront park. I got a chance to speak with Anna Sia, who will be anchoring Friday's late night show on a boat. When you're out there on the road, have you noticed some trends getting big in certain areas, or have you come across artists that are just on the verge? I don't know if there's sort of a new sound or a new part of the country that you see is really being at the forefront of some really major stuff in electronic music.
I guess what I notice most about traveling to different areas of the states is that it's really fascinating to see what sound is, you know, like the signature of each different spot. I mean, whether they're a state away, a county away, or like, in, you know, across the coast, like it's really wild to witness how it becomes part of the language of the community there. I don't know how it happens. I don't really understand, but everything, you know, it's all kind of influenced, I think, with, you know, people's, you know, physical background and, you know, influence of like the historical aspect of maybe where they are. But that's been the coolest thing to discover. Is that every place that I go, it's like these different signatures, you know, that come up, and the people that are making the music and what people like that exist there.
Are there some genres that you feel like you haven't explored that you might want to step into, or is your music constantly evolving in the sense that you hear something you like and it automatically gets rolled into what you're doing, and you're not trying to be maybe pigeonholed and very genre specific?
I think that's exactly what I think my signature has been, DJing, is that I don't ever just stick to one tempo, you know, during a set, and I'll stick anything in from classical to hip hop to, you know, heavy drum and bass. So my tastes are always evolving, and I'm grateful that I have a fan base and, you know, meeting new people that are willing to trust me and trust my tastes and then provide that, through a DJ set.
That's great. So what's the next big project for you? Are you going to stay on the road, or are you going to take some time off to record, or are you just going to try and do it all at once if you can?
Oh, no, I'm pushing as hard and fast as I can. I got lots of tours coming up, festival and an EP release by the end of the summer, which is exciting and weird. But I'm doing some overseas travel as well to close out the year.
All righty, that's fantastic. We'll be looking for that new EP from you very shortly. Anna Sia, thank you so much for being on the UNS podcast.
Yeah, thanks so much, man.
That's going to do it for this week's UNS podcast. Thanks goes to Aaron Dvorak with the Madero Group, as well as J.K. Knight and Morella Raleigh with Forecastle. I'd also like to thank Anna Sia for being on the program. In addition to playing Friday's late night slot at Forecastle, she'll be DJing at the Global Dance Festival at Red Rocks the following week. That lineup is huge. You've got Deadmau5, Cascade, Paul Van Dyke, and tons more heavy hitters. Also, look for her new EP at the end of the summer. Next week on the program, CEO of Simplify Recordings, Aaron Simpson, will be featured on the program. Simpson has been DJing since the 90s, but he's turning heads with Simplify's roster of artists, including American Werewolf, Red Army, and dubstep phenomenon Nitty Gritty. You don't want to miss this episode. If you have any questions, comments, or complaints about the show, or you'd like to be a guest on the program, contact me at anand@theunce.com. That's A-N-A-N-D @theunce.com. Let's go out with some more Big Gigantic from their album Wide Awake. We'll follow that up with a track from Boombox. Their new album is called Downriver Electric. The track is Head Change. Catch you next week.